USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The yeas are 64, the nays are 33, and the motion to concur with an amendment is agreed to.
And with that, a big semiconductor bill is headed to the House after passage in the Senate. The bipartisan measure aims to boost United States production of computer chips. It's also designed to bolster American competition with China. After testing negative twice for COVID, President Biden is done isolating. Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president praises the effectiveness of the COVID treatment, Paxlovid.
This life-saving drug reduces risk of hospitalization and death from COVID-19 by about 90%. It's free, safe, and easy to take.
The Fed Reserve announces an interest rate hike of another 0.75%. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Several Americans were recently arrested for attempting to smuggle illicit drugs and firearms across the southern border in Arizona. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reacts to the situation on the Senate floor.
Washington liberals say it's a compassionate policy, is to lure desperate people into inhumane conditions.
The Biden administration says they're working with foreign governments to interrupt human trafficking and address the causes of illegal immigration. The mayor of St. Louis is declaring a state of emergency for the city following record rainfall that caused flash flooding. Many businesses and homes were inundated with rain, which fell as fast as 1 inch an hour at times on Tuesday. The fire department conducted dozens of rescues, and one man died in West St. Louis when his car was flooded in over 8 feet of water. It's the first step to receiving federal financial support. USA Radio News.
Suspense. A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Democratic-led House Oversight and Reform Committee holds a hearing on Wednesday with top gun manufacturers to address a recent spike in gun violence and mass shootings. CEO and president of Sturm, Ruger & Company, Christopher Killoy, suggests the committee shifts their focus from guns to criminals when investigating mass shootings.
Any firearm can be used for good or for evil. The difference is in the intent of the individual possessing it, which we respectfully submit should be the focus of any investigation into the root causes of criminal violence involving firearms.
Democrats accuse the gun industry of pushing assault rifles despite knowing the danger they pose to society. New details are being released after another body is found in a Nevada lake.
We know a little bit more about the latest set of skeletal remains discovered at Lake Mead at the south end of Nevada where it meets Arizona. The Clark County Coroner's Office in Nevada says the remains found Monday near Boulder Beach are partial. The person has not been identified and the cause of death is not clear. This is the third time human bones have been discovered at Lake Mead since May 1st, as the water level continues to fall past historic lows. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You have just over 3 days to get your Mega Millions ticket. The next drawing set for Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. That jackpot will be worth over $1 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.